That is just stars. Five lines from the top of the Yomid. Toshima Asecha Sapoyal Asis Benetar Avai Shaloi. A person hired a poil to be do malacha with Netar Avai. Harayelu lo yoichlu. So they're not allowed to buy. There's no schus achilas peiris because Netar Avai can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Vim loy haidiyom. If he didn't inform the poil, that it is Netar Avai, and they were under the assumption that they're going to eat peiris b'shat melacha, poide umachilam. So then it's mutal on the balabai to be poide the peiris, and that they should have what to eat, and they should be able to eat b'shat melacha. The amrit mishal shamayim hu oichol. So this is very good. If you hold mishaloi hu oichol, that means that this is the hisofe and the schiris of the bailam. Not only does the bailam have to make sure that the poyo will get paid, but he has to make sure also that he'll be able to eat b'shas meloche. Now, he did not inform him that in this job you will not be able to eat. So it's like a mekach tois. So we understand very well why it's mutal olav to be paid to the parents, that the parents should have what to eat. Aba vi amrit mishal shamayim hu oichol. But if you say that it is not a chelek of the tchiras of the bailam, no, pshat is that it's a matona min hashamayim. Amai poide machimam. So why is it mutal olav? That's not from his obligation to be machal the poil. That's Michel Shamayim. They give the poil and matnas and EMT. So why is it poide umachal? So the Gemara says, "Hosam mishem demerzi kemekatoy." Then the Chachamim, but the Yom Kadin, there's no chiyuv mutal on the bailim to be poided, because the achilas peiris is not his obligation. But it looks like a mekatoy. So Chazal will mutal on the bailim a chiyuv to be. But the Gemara says, "Ema seif." Let us see the seif. Nisparsu agula. We're speaking about agula dvela by pressed figs. Now, the din is that a poyel only has a schus achilas peiris till it's nigma malachta lamaisa. When it's nigma malachta lamaisa, he doesn't have any more a schus achilas peiris. Number one. Number two, when it's Ligma Malach de la Maisa, the Zachiyah of Achoshes Maisa, in order to be able to do it. So it says in the Mishnah as follows, Nitzvarsu Agulo. That means there was one Agulay Dveila, and the pigs were pressed together. So already that Gmar Malach de la Maisa, and now they separated. Nitzvarsu Agulo. Or nispatchu chaviyoso, the chaviyos of yain were filled up. Now he's hiring a worker to be soichem the madoifes, the stopper of the chaviyos. Now in these two cases, it's after gemar melacha lemaisa. So areyelu lo yochlu, they don't require a schut achila. The imloi hidiyom, but if he did not inform them that it was already nigma malachta lemaisa, is maisa umachilam. So then it's mutal on him to make sure they should have what to eat, even though meikar adin they have no schusay achila because it was after gmar malachta, but they were under the impression and it's before Gmar Melochem, so Memele, so it's Mutal Olov to make sure they're capable of eating these peiris, so he's Matvish Maisel. The Amrit Michel Shamayim Hu Eichel, the same kasha like before, but if you say that the Schus Achilles Peiris is not a Chiyuv from the Bible, no, it is a Schus Michel Shamayim, Amai Maisa Umachilon. So why is it Mutal Olov to be Mafresh Maisa and to give them teeth? Yisura Lezochulu Rachman. So the Gemara answers, Ochinami, this is the Masal Gils, Ochinami Mishum the Merze Kemekachtoi. The same terrified like before, that Me'oi Mekadin, there's no Chiv Mutal Al Abaylem, to make sure they have payers to eat. The mice, they're working with something which is after Gmar Meloch. And the Mexican Mekachtoi, so Chazal Wamato, a heel on the Bailim to give them the capability of eating these payers. Period. Now, we finished the sugya. But now, the Gemara wants to understand this bava of the Mishnah. Vishloime nisparso agulov. Nisparso agulov, that means the hired workers, they come, they see the figs are not pressed together. He hires them to press the figs. Is merzi kemakartoi, or Ashiv Gas Ikemekartoi, this kasha has nothing to do with Michel Shamayim and Micheloi, this is Tamasaya Kasha Pshat in the Mishnah. That means the Mishnah tells us that the Poyelim were under the impression that they have a Tchus Achila before Mal Meloche, and because of this, it's Mechuyiv to be Misakin, either from Micheloi Uweichel, Miikeradim. If it's Michel Shemaim Oichel, Merzik Mekachtois, Bal Koponim, there is a Chiyuv on the Bailim because the situation is such that the Poilim could be under the impression that they have a Tchus Achila. That means he hired them to press together figs. So they know before the figs are pressed together, it's before Gmar Meloche, and they were under the impression that they have a Tchus Achila. He didn't tell them that Nisparso Agulov, that they were once pressed together ready, and now they became separated. So he didn't tell them the story. So the way they viewed the job, this is a job before Gmar Meloche, so Mamela, they were under the impression they're entitled Achilas Peiris. So Mamela, so we have here a concept of Mekach Tois, and therefore there's a Chiyav on the Bailan to Pimat Chishmaita. Elenis Patru, Chavi Yoiso, my Mekach Tois, if he hired them to fix the Magoifa, that means the stopper of the barrel was broken. He hired them to fix the stopper. So where's their mekachtois? May the yodi the itvalahu lemaisa. We will see the Gemara held the vial that the chi of maisa is chal bishul yorad leboil. Then it's called gmar melocha lemaisa. So now it's in the barrel already. So it's after gmar melocha already. He tells them to go and fix the stopper. So they knew that it's after Gmar Meloche, so where was their amokim from Mekach Tois? What time is they pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, that's a kasha. May the yodi be itvul lemaisa. They knew already there's a Gmar Meloche lemaisa, because they see it's out of the boir and the chavyasin already. So they knew they have no shutei achila. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? Omar Rav Sheishes, no, they have to elaborate a little on what happened. Shenis Patru Chaviyosav Leber. No, the boyer opened up, and all the wine in the chavis, the chavis opened up, and all the wine in the chavis fell into the boil. So now they see the wine in the boil, and he hires them to take it out of the boil and put it in the chavis. Fragt the Gemara, Mosanya yai mishiyolad labir. So that's not a truth. Eh? We learned that Tanakama says that as soon as yayin was yayin labir, it's nigma malachta lamaisa. So they see it's in the boil, but they also know it's nigma malachta lamaisa. So the Gemara answers, ki Rabbi Akiva da'oma mishayikfe. Da'om rulei lehava yedima. Now let us see Rashi. Let's start from Bishloima nispar suagulu ikamekach tois. Sha'oima lehem chila istakru li lidrei spigulim. When he told them they should press together the gulim, smurim hoyu shesu tchila trisosam. They were under the impression that this is the beginning of the drisa, but dain le nigmara malachta, so there's a mokim for mekach tois. But by yain and achovis, may the yodi dit for lamaisa, the mishiyod labecha, the yain lamaisa. So the Gemara says, shen niftachu chav yosem labecha, shen nishpachu labecha, the wine in the chavis, the wine in the chavis spilled back into the bed. Usvurim hoyu shloi haitziyu misham mishyor min agas l'soichai. That means the gas is a place where they trample over the grapes. Then from the gas it runs into the boil. And they were under the impression that this is the wine that came from the gas to the boil. So the Gemara is Mosanya, Yai Mishiyorad Labir Hava Gemara Lamaisa, Barayora. So what? I feel according to their toys, they should have realized that it's after Gemara Malach. So the Gemara answers, Kira Bekive, the Oma Mishayikve. So what does Rashi say? Rabbi Kive disagrees with this. Rabbi Kive holds that when the wine first enters the boil from the gas, it's not called Gemar Malochim. It has to stay in the boil, and Mishayikvu Achartanim Apia boil, when the pits of the grapes will start floating Apia boil, Shemascheliya is Toises, when it starts fermenting, V'noitlin Hazogin U'mashlichan, you take it and you take the pits and you take the skin, and you, after they separate themselves from the wine, that's called Gmar Melochet. So that means the Gmar Melochet is after the pits started floating and they were separated. Now it's called Gmar Melochet. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Fine. The Omrule, let's get back to the Gemara. So these poilim tell him, the Omrule, they have a yedina. He showed us wine in a boil, told us, fill up the chavis. We didn't know that it's after Mishayikve. We thought it'll take another 5 days, Mishayikve. So the vial is before Gemara Malachim. So Memela, we have Sutsay Achil. The name Elohu, so let him tell them, Iboyi Elohu, Asuki Adataychu Dilma Mikve. You see, wine. You don't know if the pits separated themselves from the wine. They didn't separate themselves from the wine. I just told you, take the wine and fill up the chavis. I didn't tell you any misleading information. You saw the wine. So you thought that it's speaking about before Mishayikve, it's before Gmar Malochet, and therefore, so you held, you still have Schusi Achille. So Tamekach told me, who told you to think like this? Maybe it's after Mishayikve. He didn't ask me. I didn't tell you. And the timing is Tamekach told.
So the Gemara says, no, we're speaking about Ba'asche du Gavre de Nogid Iyo Matre. No, no. In this mocking, the people who are hired to take out the wine from the boil, they are the ones that separate the pits from the wine. That's part of their job. That means those who take out the wine, they're the ones that separate the pits. So, Mimela, if you hired us to take out the wine, so we were under the impression, because we don't see any pits here, zichet, the pits eventually will float up, and then we can take out the pits. And so we didn't know. You should have told us this. Because normally, the one who takes out the wine takes out the pits, so if you're telling us to take out the wine, so it's before the Mamaloch. That's one parrot. Bahashta de Tony Ravzvid Bidabe Rabbi Shaya Yayin Mishayed Labur Vikpe. Ravzvid said that the Tanakama holds that the Gemar Maloch is Mishayikve. That the Tanakama not much Mishayed Labur. Rabbi Kiva Imer Mishayish Labachovies. Rabbi Kiva holds that no, even after Mishayikve, it's still before Gemar Maloch. The Gemar Maloch is after it's put in the chavyis, so there's a process of mishayishla that you take out the shmorim, so it could still be in the chavyis and where it's still before Gemar Maloch. So we don't have to make this akimtin that it is speaking about that the chavyis broke and the wine is in the boil now. You could say it's in the chavyis and they were under the impression that it was before Mishayishla Bechovies. Now let us see Rashi. Omele Lavini Yadina de Mikvi, Iboilu Lasuke, Mishamarte Lachem Chanisaychas, Ramoshcha Minabur. Vekivin Dleya, I told you take it out from the bird, Kivin Dleya Asaka Dataychus, Ovo Vekovu. Who did not get Amoshcha Minabur. No, they, in that place, normally the one who takes out the wine from the bird, he's the one that makes the yikpe, and if you told us to take out the wine, so we're going to make the yikpe, so it's before the Gemar Maloch. Now, according to Rav Zvid, there's a different nusach in the machlokes, mishayish lebechovies, mishinosam bechovies, after the wine was put in bechovies, u'taisis, and it starts again fermenting, in the chavies, u'sichosei oila, and then the bubbles go up, u'miksa shmorim koitim lamailo, and some of the shmorim start floating up, v'koidim sheyagufu oisen chavies, before you seal the chavies, sheyun oisen v'sifei samashlicha. So memeil, until then, it's before Gemar Maloch, the mashli kvar nishoylo v'sticho, iso v'menu l'chutz. So Mamela, so that was the time. The name Leboil of Asukia, the Daito Dumme Mashli, I mean, I told you to be Soysim the Chavis, maybe think that already the Shmorim were taken out already. But also do the Shorik, Uhu Mashli. And this was speaking about a place that the one who normally seals the Chavis, and he is the one that takes out the shmorim, and if you hire us to seal the chavis, we're under the impression that the shmorim as yet were not taken out, so it's a mekach tois. So, we finished with the raya from the Mishnah. We couldn't prove anything, if it's mishaloi, who oichu sign, mishal shamayim, oichu, we don't have any raya. Toshima, now we're gonna have a new raya. Koitzeitz Odom Ayidei Atzmoi. Now, here we're speaking about, let's just explain what the Mishnah is speaking about. Koitzeitz Odom Ayidei Atzmoi. A person could come to the Bala Soda and will make a ktita with him, will make a deal with him. That, what's the deal? The deal is that, listen, I won't eat any peiris. You know, a poyel eats peiris, it can be a very expensive affair for you. I'll make a deal with you. And I won't eat any peiris, but listen, it works two ways. So I don't need any payers. So normally you give $8 an hour. I need to give $10 an hour. Right? So that's the ktsitsa. And the Miri says that it is a psashaychitz with almanas shein lechalai sheksus voino. It's a tonight, another sheba moment. And he's making up. That means I have a schus achilas peiris. I'm being mevater. I'm being moichu my schus achilas peiris. And in return, I want a raise in schiris. Fine. That's the first aloche. Koitzitz odom ayyidei atzmai. Second aloche, that's bishvil atzmai. Ayyidei bnoi ubitoi hagdoilim. His ben and bas are working. And he makes a ktsitsa with the bailim, they won't eat any peiris. Well, they told the bailim they won't eat the peiris. But he makes the ktsitsa with the bailim that because of that you'll pay them more. Are they avdei v'shivchosei hagdoilim? Here he'll get paid more. Are they avdei v'shivchosei hagdoilim? Again, by the ishtoi. So we need their mechila and the schus achilas peiris. He'll make the ktsitsa, but we need their mechila, that they're maskim to this. But they're b'nei das, and if they're maskim, so we have already a vito, a siluk on the schus achilas peiris, and then he can make the ktsitsa for them. V'loi al yedei avleine koitzit loya de b'noi yabita yaktanim. He cannot make this ktsitsa for his b'noi yabita yaktanim. V'loi al yedei avde v'shivchosa yaktanim. V'loi al yedei behem toy. Mipnei she'ein behem das. Since they don't have das, that means we need. We'll see, it seems we need their mechila. We need their mechila on the schus achilas peiris, and they don't have that to be mechila. Now, kasalke daitoch b'malem mezainis. The Gemara was under the impression all these who are working, he's giving them mezainis, and they're working. Yamret b'shleime mishel shamayim u'oichu. If we will say that a poil eats Michel Shamayim. That means it's not considered a Taisvis Schiris to the poil. Nor is Michel Shamayim, and we hear Taisvis of Michel Shamayim means he doesn't have any Momastik is Schusim. Well, Bishas is working, he can eat Bishas Lisa, it says. But he doesn't have any Momastik is Schusim. Mishim Hochi Einei Koitzit. So let's, for the present time, speak about a Neved Knani. A Neved Knani is Gufei Koni, belongs to him. So, if you held Michel Shamayim Huayichu, so the Achilas Peiris of this Eved Knani, it first becomes his when he eats it. Now, the Eved Knani is a Koton, he can't be Moichel, this Chus. It becomes the Eved, the Bailam doesn't have any Chus in this. We don't say Mishaloi Huaychum, we say Mishal Shamayim Huaychum. The Bailam doesn't have any schus. So the Bailam can't speak with the Baal HaEved, cannot make a deal with the Baal HaSoda. Don't listen, they won't eat the Peiris and you'll give a larger Schiris. And who are you to say they won't eat the Peiris? The Peiris does not belong to you. Not Mishaloyu Eichel, really Mishaloyu Eichel. So then that's a Hisofa on the Schiris. So just like the Schiris belongs to you, because they are Avodim, so the Schus Achilas Peiris also belongs to the Baal HaEved. So he can come over to the Baal HaSod and tell him, listen, there's a Schus Achilas Peiris which I possess, I'll make a deal with you. The Peiris will not be eaten, and I want, in turn, a raise in the salary. Fine, he'll get the money, it's his evidence. But it says in the Mishnah not like that. It says by an Eved Kotan he can't make the deal. So that's a raya that we say Mishel Shamayim. Mishel Shamayim means that there's no, when they lead it, they have it. There's no schus. It's not a pesof on the schivas. So the Baal HaEved can make any deals with the Baal HaSoda because this schus achila is not his. It doesn't belong to him. Bishloime Mishel Shemayim Hoecho, Mishemochi Eini Koitzit. Ava Yamret Mishemochi Hoecho. But if we say that the Schus Achilles Peiris belongs to the Poyo, it's a Yisof on the Schiris, so Memelech, Tanim Nami, Nokitzlu. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Koitzit, Litel Mois, Velo Yoicho. It is a ktsitsa, an agreement that he's going to get paid more money, and he won't eat. Aydei atmoi bishvil atmoi. Minei shesh ben das v'yod v'kam hochli. They can be moichul v'eschusei achil. B'mal ha-mezoynis uschal pu'ulosen shaloi. So the more held it speaking about that he's giving them mezoynis and therefore the schal pu'ula belongs to him. Yambad mishel shamayim u'oichu mishamochi yeine koitzitz aydei avoda maktane. He can't be koitzit the avoda maktanim. The ain lepoil kod nuschus alak shenoisin v'soich piv. Doesn't have any schus a moment to eat. When he eats it, that's when he gets it. Yelas ha-shachar z'mavayah, we hear the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Lamed Aleph. Rashi holds that afilu yod mishol shemayim mishamoto liyodai. Doesn't have a schus before, but when gets into his reshus, then it belongs to. And Taisu says it belongs to him b'shas achila. So here Rashi seems to say like Taisu, that's this kash of the yellow sashachar. So he answers, we're speaking about an Eved Kotan. An Eved Kotan doesn't have das to be koine, he das achar is matne. So there's no concept of motu liyoda. I came to my reshus. Without das achar is matne, doesn't belong to you. So he'll only get anything when he chooses, but before that he doesn't have anything. That's what Rashi says. Eliyamrit Mishaloyu Eichel, the Taisvis Tzcharu, but if you learn that Achilles Peres is a Hisofa and the Schiris, Amayenu Koitit, why can he be Koitit? Ki Heichet the Agrayu Didei, just like the Schiris of the Avodim belongs to him. Achila, so nami didei, this chus achila, that is a heisofe on the schiris, mishaloyu oichu. So, it belongs to him, and he can be kaitzitz with the bailam. Listen, I'm being mavato of this chus achila, and I want a larger salary. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, here we're speaking about that these, let's talk about Avodim Ktanim, there's other Tziurim in the Mishnah also, but let's just talk about Avodim Ktanim. We're talking about Avodim Ktanim. We're speaking about that he's not giving them any food. He's not giving them any food. And the Gemara, the Vial, holds now that you cannot tell an Eved Knani, asei imi veini zoncho. There's a machloikis in the Sechtes Gittin, right, we're going to have this machloikis. Can a odoin tell an Eved Knani, asei imi veini zoncho? I want you to work. What's with your food? I'll give you the address of Kupas Ezra. After working hours, you go to them, tell them, the odoin didn't give you any food, they'll give you food. There's such a mandioma that says that is from the rights of an odoy. There's a mandioma that holds no, you can't do such a thing. You want, even though it's kufay koni, but it can only demand work if you're giving him a zaynis. If you're not giving him a zaynis, you can't demand work. So now the Gemara was going that you cannot say asei imi veini zoncho. So now, it's not, it's very good. Yes, by avodim ktanim, yes, by avodim ktanim, if you hold me shaloi awaych, also let them come and make, let them be kaitzut the bala soda, listen, they won't eat, and they won't eat the peiris. And sure, but you have no schus, you're not giving them any food, you have no schus in their work, so you can't be kaitzut. That's the teretz, atzvila mi shaloi awaych. The Gemara says, "Hoch ma'iskinim shei malam mezaynis." He's not malam mezaynis. So, mamele, their ma'ase yodayim does not belong to him. So he can't. He's not a bailum to be kaitzus with the balasoda. He hochi reached the Gemara gedoylem nami. So what's the reisha? He's not giving them. We're talking about avodim gedoylem. Avodim gedoylem. He goes over to the avodim. And he says, listen, they won't eat, and you'll give them a bigger schiris, or give me a bigger schiris. He's not giving them mezainis. So how can it be kaitzit? Yochi gdoilim nami, gdoilim yodi v'kamochli. So that means that, forget, the Maisa Yodayim does not belong to him. He's not giving them the Zayin. It's fine. But he comes over to the Eved Gold and he says, listen, you're going to work. The work is willing to you. But I'm going to make a deal with you. But I'm going to speak to the Bailam and you won't need to pay this. And because of that, I'll give you, instead of $8 an hour, I'll give you $10 an hour. And then Michael, then ask him to this. Then B'nai Dad. Let us just see Taisvitz for 1 second. Yochi gdoilim nami. Yamach bishloim bimalam mizaynei. Mishel shamayim hu oichol. How did the Gemara understand this? Asi shapa, the kaitzis begdoilim, also it doesn't belong to him. The kivin, the zon, oison, mochli beleiv sholem. That means it belongs to them, not to him. But he's giving them mizaynis, and he tells them, listen, you should be Moichel the Dos, and so they mask him. Eliyamud b'shem ala mazoynis, amai koitzitz l'gdoilin, they misratzen b'leif sholom, amai loitzik atoysvus. Kivin shein is on oysom, el meyira hein oysim, vanusim heim. That means he went over to them and he's twisting their arm and he said, you know, I want you to come to the Bailim and you'll tell him you won't eat Peres and those, and are you asking to be Michael Dachilas Peres? And he gives them a look and they say, yes. But the Gemara El Dat Mechila is worthless. Mishani Gdoilem Afilub Shein Zon Mochli Belev Shom. No. Gdoilem. Fine, even though it doesn't give them his oinus, and thus, if they say they're moichel, they're moichel b'leif shol. So memele, so even if you hold Mishel Shamayim, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem, even though he's not so. Hello, Rabbi Shayim. Kaitzitz, Odo, fine. So finish. So now we know Pshat and the Baraisim. Pshat in the Mishnah. We have here two mahalachim in the Mishnah. One mahalach is we held Mishel Shamayim Uweichel, and that's why he cannot be kaitzit for Tanim. And, or else, Mishaloy Uweichel, but speaking about he's not zoning, doesn't have a schus in their son of Rabbi Shai. Now the Gemara brings a baraisa, so the Mishnah we more or less miyashiv. He learned a baraisa. Kaitzitz all the my day atzmai. He could be kaitzitz for himself, by the ishtay for his wife. Noye bitay hakdoilim, avoloi aydek noye bitay haktanim. This is the same thing what we hear in the Mishnah. The kaitzitz al yedei avdoi vishivchosoi haknanim begdoilim ubegdan. But here it says, that he can be kaitzit for avodim ktanim. Here it says he can be kaitzit for avodim ktanim also. Now we have a problem. So we have a machloikis, the barais and the mishnah. The Mishnah says she cannot be koitzes ide avodim ktanim, for avodim ktanim. The Braisa says she could be. My love, idi vidi, b'malol ha-mezoinis. He's giving mezoinis. U'b'hoka miflagi, b'mar sova mishaloi hu oichel. The Braisa holds mishaloi hu oichel, so the achilas peiris of the avodim ktanim belongs to the ozi. He's giving mezoinis that the schiris belongs to him. And Mishaloyu Eichom, Zachilas Peres also belongs to him. So Memele, he can be Koitzis with the Baal HaSodah. That's Rabbi Shaya. Umar Sova, Mishal Shamayim Eichom. And the Mishnah that says you cannot be Koitzis for Avodim Ktanim holds Mishal Shamayim. So again, so they have no Shusei Achila. They only, it stays when they eat it. So he can't be Koitzis. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Loi, so the Gemara says no. The Kulam Mishaloyuay. Everyone holds Mishaloyuay. No, Mishaloyuay, so Abishai is Meredith, Abishai is Meredith, Abishai is good. The Loi Kashe Kan Bishain Malalem Mizaynit. The Reish is speaking about Shemala Mazain. The Mishnah is speaking about Shemala Mazain. So if he doesn't give Mazain, he has no Bishloya Weichel. But he's not giving Mazain. He has no Schus B'maisi Yadayim. Gemara Ubraise B'mala Mazain. The Braise is also speaking about Ubraise Mala Mazain. I mean, the race has been a malam mezainis. He has no schus in the ma'isi yadayim. The memele, he can't make a ktitza with the bailam. The baraisa that he could make a ktitza is the malam mezainis. The ma'yo came to the malam mezainis. Yehochi, ktanim, nami, noket lehu. So why does it say by bon of ktanim and bon of gdoilim, he can't be ktitza? If you say mishaloyuay. And it's Malam Mezaynes. So let him be Kaitzitz for his children also. It belongs to him. Now, I'd just like to mention this Amirnika Machlekes and this Gemara between the Ritve and the Machna Prim says Rashi in Taisvis Achelik on the Ritve. The Gemara is asking here Akasha by Bonov Ktanim. Rashi says, Ihochi, let's see what Osman Rashi, Vnoi ubitoi nami noketlu. Giving them his own is, so he should be koitzis for Vnoi ubito. So the Ritva says like this, Bitoi, minatoire maisia da belongs, so she becomes a naira maisia da belongs to the father. So good. Well, it's Akasha, so he's giving her his own is, a maisia da belongs to him, so why can't he be koitzis? Benoi, we don't find any place that Maise Yodov shall have been belong to the father. Not by a God. So then Matthias Benoi belongs to the father, but not Maise Yodov. The Machna Prime says, Shitas Rashi and Shitas Taisis is by Benoi also. Maise Yodov of Benoi Akotin, the gives him a sinus, belongs to the father. So my mailer, so the Gemara asks Akasha, so the Gemara asks Akasha, listen, so the Rabbi Shaya differentiated between an Eved Kotten and a Benoi Kotten. What's the chilek? If the Maisa Yoda belongs to him, we hold Mishaloya Weichel, so finished. So therefore he should be able to be kite. Yehochi Ktanim Nami, not its law. Tarayu de benoyu vite yaktanim leizochele rachmona. So the Gemara says something very interesting. So the Gemara says it's very interesting. Loshna the raivet and the shitma kabeta. That's true. I see Yoda belongs to the father. They work, they work, right? That belongs to the father. But this Indian, in the middle of working, and there's a cluster of grapes next to them, and They'd love to eat it now. They're hungry, they're dust. And this is Mishaloy Yoechel. So you say, but this is Tchiris. This belongs also to the Father. No, 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 no. This, to look at the cluster of grapes and not to be able to eat it because it belongs to the Father. The Torah never gave the Father such a schus. Such a schus. This Tchiris, which involves that they should have tzav, you won't eat it, and you look at the dashto, you won't eat it, and I'll get the money. No, 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 no. That tzav the Torah never gave him. To Memele, I buy a daughter, I buy a son, buy a nebuchadnezzar, it's finished. It belongs to him. But by the Bnei Bitoi, Sarai, the Bnei Bitoi, Tanimoy Zachele Rachman. Well, by Bnei is the Rabbonon and Bita is Mina Torah, and he doesn't have it. The last Torah is Zochilei Rachmona, Lav Davke, Noket Rachmona, the big Bita Rabbonon, Havim Metzias Kodn Uschorei Lohim, so the bigger guy from this Torah also holds that the Maisi Yodov belongs, Avaben belongs to Father. What's that? Le Zochilei Rachmona, Lekloim Le Zochilei Rachmonon. Come on, you have to learn with a grain of salt. V'rivan goves le'zoche le'rabona. Inam inoket rachmone, mishum bitoi, bitoi sake, mitzisang natoi, diminatoi ramaisi yoder shaloi. V'tzaro le'zoche le'rachmone, but he should have, he should get the schiris of her tzar, that she's unable to eat the peiris, b'shas moloch, no, 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 no. But Zoybaiti doesn't have a Bible. Fine. So what did we say now? So we said that it could very well be that side the Mishnah, side the Baraisa holds Mishaloy Yoichel. Now speaking about he's not Malam Mezoinis, so Memele, he's not Malam Mezoinis, that's the Mishnah. The Baraisa speaking about Malam Mezoinis. The Gemara, but Maya came to him as Nisim B'Shem Malam Mezainis. He's not giving Mezainis, and therefore the Maisi Yedayim does not belong to it. Honich Lamando Mein Arab Yocholoi Melevet Asay Mi Vein Yizom Shate. Very good. If you hold that the schus that the Odayim has is only if he gives Mezainis, very good. We say that. The Reish is speaking about, the Mishnah is speaking about is not Malam Mezainis, and some Amel doesn't have a schus in the Maisa Yodov of that. El Laman Doma Yochel Rav Leim Elevet Aseini Vein Nizoncho Ma'ika Lameina. So what's Pshan the Reish? Why by an Evyol Mishaloy Yoichu, and the Maisa Yodov plus the Peiris belongs to the Yodim, and he doesn't have to give him Mezainis, so... So why can he be koitzit al avdei aktan? Elo, so the Gemara says, yes, bitter, lidi vidi, b'she'ein ma'ala lemezoinet, not ma'ala lemezoinet, but ligi, the ma'al sovar yochel, that the Rabbi Shaya holds, that yochel harav, loy melevet, semi vein izoncho, o ma'al sovar, and the Mishnah holds, ain't a yoch. The Rabbi Yoichenet, so the Gemara says it's not too good. Oh, my Yochel, a Rav, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you tell me the Mishnah holds, Eina Yochel, speaking of Emala Mezainis. Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yochel, a Rav, is Shovik Masnissen, Vo'ovit Kibaraisa. There's a Stam Mishnah that says, Eina Yochel, the way you're saying Shad. So why did he pass in Yochel? Elo the kulalma Mishel Shamayim Uwe. So the Gemara goes back. No, everyone holds Mishel Shamayim Uwe. V'loi motzi kotzit. And if it's Mishel Shamayim Uwe, so by avodim ktanim, you can't be kotzit. It's finished. It's not a schus moment. Some emailer, the odom can't be kotzit. A good talk. Umay kotzit. The Omar Rabbi Shaye, Mezoinis,
Torah number is something very interesting. That the Rabbi Shaya says something else. The Odin of the Eved comes over to the Balas Odin. We hold Mishamayim away from souls. So he can't make any Tznoim with them about it. He comes over to the Balas Odin and tells him, listen, I want to make a deal with you. He's going to want you to give them a tremendous meal of oatmeal. I mean, before they start working, giving them get the food to the guild. If you do this, so you can understand when they'll be up in the tree and they'll see the eshkel, nothing what to worry about. They won't need it. Zamir the kegoyim, the goyim sepshat, the betim, the shoyim techsa, the shoyim would love to eat more and more, but they're missing a betim, they don't. You don't have a betim to fill up because it's full already. So betim the shoyim techsa. So he told this palace order, yes, and you give them oatmeal in the morning, and it's worthwhile for you that they won't need to pay this. Thank you.